You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Meet the Crime will be Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday.
Can you dig it? It's going down, man. Noon. Come back home. Play them Ravens.
Yes. You look ready. You got your Red Friday outfit on today.
I stay ready, young lady. Always.
Shouts out to Ruby Jeans. I went by there yesterday, the one on Truce, to try to do a healthy lunch for the boss man, Myron Fears, for his birthday. He ain't gonna work, though.
Can't expect him to work on his birthday.
That's what somebody said to me on Facebook. I said, I work on my birthday every year.
Yeah, you forced me to work on my birthday last year or this past year.
Why do people take off for their birthday? Like, I don't get it.
Who wants to work on their birthday?
It's another day.
To you.
Oh.
Don't nobody want to work on their birthday, fam.
I work on my birthday every year.
Well, you have issues.
I've never taken off in all the years I've been on Earth. Also, I was on a cooking show yesterday, Brian. It's called Gangsta Goodies. You can find it online. Thank you, Miss Sheila, for inviting me. I had a really good time.
Oh, Sheila. What you cook?
Honey, garlic, ginger, turkey wings. Delicious, Brian.
It is a assortment of flavors right there.
I'm trying to tell you, it was so good. It was so good. Julie was like, you make enough to bring to work? So I told her, I said, I'm going to make some over the weekend and I'm going to bring it to work on Monday. It has to marinate for 24 hours before we do it.
Check that salmonella too. You know, there's a lot of recalls out here.
Yeah, no salmonella, young man. Third District holiday party went by there last night. Jermaine Reed, Quentin Lucas hosted. The whole city was out there. Had a really good time.
Did you put your good clothes on last night?
I had on
night?
What I had on yesterday at work. I was busy the whole day.
You was
day.
Presentable. You had on a Mary J. Blue boots. Air Mary J's.
Air Mary J's?
Uh-huh. I like them. But I mean, not on you, but when ladies wear them thigh high boots, oh Lord. Oh, it does something to me.
What'd you get into yesterday?
Pick up my bad nephew. And went to go have a couple wings. And I cut his hair. That's about it. You know, my life is boring. What?
Pull that bowl out.
First off, I used to cut hair. Thank you very much. I used to cut my own hair.
Do you have a license?
I don't need a license. All right? I don't need a license to cut my family's hair.
I wouldn't let you cut my dog's hair.
Oh, yeah? Too bad you ain't got no dog. Or else I'd feed it some chocolate. I'm just
all right.
That's a joke. I'm just
y'all
playing.
Gonna learn to shut your mouth
that.
Sometimes.
Speaking
when the
of
people
that.
Come up here, and you know Kevin Hart is facing that fire right now. He had to step down as host of the Oscars from some tweets that he made back in 2009.
Wow.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. Periods of sun. Mostly cloudy right now. 22. KCK, Shay, what's poppin'?
Last night, Kevin Hart announced that he will no longer be hosting the Oscars next year after receiving backlash for some insensitive tweets he posted from 2010 and 2011. So he was being criticized for reportedly deleting a tweet that said, yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm gonna break it over his head and say in my voice, stop, that's gay. Now, initially, he put up an Instagram video, which some folks thought he was kind of skirting the issue.
Our world is becoming beyond crazy. I'm not going to let the craziness frustrate me or anger me, especially when I worked hard to get to the mental space that I am at now. A team calls me, oh my God, Kevin, the world is upset about tweets you did years ago. Oh my God. Guys, I'm almost 40 years old. If you don't believe that people change, grow, evolve as they get older, I don't know what to tell you. If you want to hold people in a position where they always have to justify or explain their past, then do you. I'm the wrong guy, man. I'm in a great place, a great mature place, where all I do is spread positivity. If you're not doing that, you're not on my page.
A couple of hours later, he posted another video saying that the Academy Awards gave him an ultimatum.
The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've addressed it. I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it. I've done it. I'm not going to continue to go back and tap into the days of old when I moved on and I'm in a completely different space in my life. We feed in the internet trolls and we reward them. I'm not going to do it, man. I'm going to be me. I'm going to stay in my ground. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul. Mm.
Can you kind of be like that if you're trying to be apologetic and be like, look, back.
It's a lot to it because 10 years ago, I thought that we were on the brink of where we are now. It's never acceptable to hurt anybody like that or to hurt a group of people. But it was more accepted back then, especially from a comedian.
That's what one of our listeners on the Hot 103 Jams Twitter page said. He said that, you know, back then, that's what was up. He said that Eddie Murphy stand up from the 80s, where he's wearing a red jacket, it wouldn't fly today.
Right.
And it's one of the best stand-ups of all time, in his opinion.
Yeah, it's deeply complicated in this issue because, you know, these are people, too, who probably support Kevin Hart. Mm-hmm. So he might be doing himself a disservice in coming out the way that he's coming out about it.
Drake and Nicki Minaj unfollowed each other on Instagram, so you
this
know it's
news.
Real.
This is news, fam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good Lord.
That's right. I'm about to go unfollow you right now.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know,
and see if it go in the Kansas City Star.
Your timeline will not be blessed no more.
You think the Kansas City Star will cover it?
No.
Doubtful?
No, they won't cover it. No, they won't.
Very doubtful. No. Dang, I got to step my game
now
up.
Now, like, if like Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill, if they, like, unfollow the Chiefs on Instagram or something, now that, they will probably cover that. Just because it's, you know, it's 2019 and that's the way that we view things now. So,
it's levels. We're not on that level, huh?
Nah, not yet.
We got some more work to do, B.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Because young people, I don't understand. And my cousin lives with me, and he drives me crazy. He argues about everything. Why do you have to be 21, 22, and think you know everything? It drives me crazy.
This sounds like Brian.
What?
Oh, my gosh. It is so frustrating.
Brian must be related to him. Yeah.
Shay, I don't argue with you about everything.
About everything.
That's not true. I'm not trying
everything.
To argue with you now, but I don't do that. You
yes.
get mad at me because I don't talk.
Brian texted me. I called him for clarification for something. He wanted to argue with me for 45 minutes.
No, I
had to hang up on him. That's what you're going to have to do. You just got to hang up.
You're a liar.
I'm a liar, Brian.
At this very moment, yes. You
I'm
are
lying?
Right here. You are lying. Yes.
Okay.
What's your name?
Melissa.
See how he arguing with me now?
I know. I see it.
Whatever. Bye.
Bye.
Somebody told a lie one day.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Chiefs Ravens Sunday, 12 noon. Is there any chance that my dear friend takes me?
I would suspect that Eric Berry does not play this week. I mean, he's...
I wasn't talking about Eric Berry. I was talking about you.
Oh, I was confused because you already know what the deal is with that. So I thought you were talking about Eric Berry being your friend and take you. So.
I don't know him. That time
I know him.
That time we met him in the Juke House.
Yeah.
I asked him for his phone number. He gave me his friend number that was with him.
you are bold.
Well, you know, I want to talk to him on the show. I wasn't trying to push up on him. I wanted to try to get him on the show. That's what we're supposed to be doing out here, if you ain't know.
I can dig it. But yeah, I think the Chiefs are saving him for Thursday night football. We got a game like Sunday and then another game in 6 days from now.
Okay.
So yeah. But anywho, here's Andy Reid on what he expects for the game against the Baltimore Ravens coming up Sunday.
We look forward to the challenge of playing the Ravens. We know they're a good football team and aggressive and well-coached and everything there. So it's important that we stick to the process and make sure we take care of our business on this and the things we can control, and that's getting ourselves ready to play against a good football team.
It's not going to be an easy game. Lamar Jackson, he's a rookie first-round pick that they got this year. He's been doing some good things. They're on a 3-game winning streak because of him. But I fully expect the Chiefs to come out and put it on them, and we should win. Let's see. You want me to give you a score?
Yeah.
The Chiefs should win about 38 to about 38 to 19 Chiefs. That's what I'm expecting.
Mm-hmm. So there's absolutely no way that I could go to this game. Oh, dang. I forgot. I got something to do anyway. I forgot. I just remembered. Mm. See, I be trying to make all these obligations.
Yeah, you do, and you tire yourself out.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of that, the Chiefs signed a new receiver yesterday, Kelvin Benjamin.
Who he?
So, this guy, he's a former first-round pick of the Panthers. He's, matter of fact, he's been in two cities that you frink within, in Carolina and
Buffalo.
But
didn't he drop a lot of balls in Carolina?
A little bit, yeah. But he has a lot of upside. It's a lot of potential with this guy. He just hasn't lived up to it. And Booger McFarland talks about him on Monday Night Football.
When you look at Kelvin Benjamin, guys, he's 6'5". He's 245 pounds. He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
He's 6'5"?
Yeah. 6'5".
He's like 6'5"?
6'5". About 245.
What's his name?
Kelvin Benjamin. Got dreads just like you like. All of that.
Not really, but Kelvin.
Kelvin Benjamin. All about the Benjamins.
Like. Let me see what he look like. He all right.
I'm mad that you ranking the Chiefs players by looks.
He all right. He got a nice face.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm just looking at his hands.
His hands? What are you...
What?
So how tall you said you was again?
I'm just saying.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Giving Hope and Help Foundation Feminine Hygiene Drive is tomorrow. It's going down to Holiday Inn Country Club Plaza. We've been supporting now for the last 3 years. Make sure that I get my sanitary napkin. I'm going to get some underwear for the plus size ladies. And I'm going to drop it by. You can take it with you tomorrow because you're running over there, right?
Yeah. I will be there. How you going to get it to me, though?
I have a car.
You don't know where I'm going to be at?
I know where your house is.
There. I'll be everywhere.
I'm going to pull up at your house.
All right. Be careful.
Yeah, you live in the hood, but I'm not scared of nobody. What?
Move
I didn't
on.
Say where.
Move on, young lady. Move on.
Kevin Hart has stepped down as host of the Oscars after some tweets that he posted back in 2010 or 2011 have resurfaced. He says that he's addressed this issue in the past and pretty much he's done with it, you know?
Our world is becoming beyond crazy. I'm not going to let the craziness frustrate me or anger me, especially when I worked hard to get to the mental space that I am at now. My team calls me, oh my God, Kevin, the world is upset by tweets you did years ago. Oh my God. Guys, I'm almost 40 years old. If you don't believe that people change, grow, evolve as they get older, I don't know what to tell you. If you want to hold people in a position where they always have to justify or explain their past, and do you. I'm the wrong guy, man. I'm in a great place, a great mature place, where all I do is spread positivity. If you're not doing that, you're not on my page.
Is there a time limit that people can bring up things that you've said in your past? When should we move on, B?
This is definitely a 2018 question because we've never encountered this before. Our thoughts And with how we were feeling at a certain time period, we're never documented. And that is the, I would say, one of the bad parts about social media is that how you were feeling at 20 years old or when you were a teenager can all of a sudden come up. We see it all the time with professional athletes when they get drafted and they were tweeting and Facebooking and posting reckless things when they were younger, and it comes back to bite them when you get older. And perhaps you are a different person, and perhaps you have matured. I believe in giving Kevin Hart the benefit of the doubt. I just feel like he's having a bad attitude about this right now. And I think he's doing himself a disservice to possible fans of his that were hardcore fans, that they could turn on him now because of this.
He posted another video hours after the last one we played, saying that the Academy actually gave him an ultimatum and said, you better apologize.
The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've addressed it. I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it.
So, should the rules be relaxed for comedians when talking about subjects that could be controversial or hurtful to a segment of society? What do you think about that?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the mid 30s. It's still going to be a little cold. Right now, you are mostly cloudy at 24 in Grandview. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Actor Jeffrey Wright is 53 today. I really like him. He's a great actor.
What has he been on?
He was in, one of my favorite ones was Lackawanna Blues. You might not have seen that, though. But he's also in Shaft. He has smaller roles, but he's a consistent person. And when he comes on screen, he's very impactful.
Oh, okay.
NFL wide receiver, well, former wide receiver. They have the nerve to have currently a free agent next to this.
That boy is in the Hall of Fame.
For Terrell Owens, he's 45. They got to update some of these birthdays on this thing, man.
He is in the Hall of Fame. It's my quarterback.
Member of D12 Con Artist is 40. And DJ Khaled's fiance.
Oh, my God.
They went to Stretch-O-Matic with these birthdays today. Nicole Tuck is 43.
Happy birthday, everybody born on December 7th.
So, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union will be on Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul Sunday. And they had a really interesting conversation about the road to having their daughter, Kavya. So, Gabrielle admitted that she had had about 8 to 9 miscarriages. And so, Oprah asked her, like, fam, why did you go through that?
I could not let go of this idea of creating this life within me, that I could feel that tied me to him, that he could be a part of, that the world could be a part of. I'm not letting myself and all these people down. I need to have this. I need to be pregnant for everybody, including myself.
But let me share something with you. As we're going through this process, I'm watching my wife, who I know all these things, and I want this for us, and I want this for her. But I'm watching her do things to her body and to herself that is getting to the point where it's not healthy. And as I always told her, I want this baby just as much as you do, but I married you, and you are the most important thing to me.
Oh, that is tough. That's devastating. I have to face those odds, Shay? Oh, man.
You know, a lot of women, we carry a lot of guilt and feelings
undeserved
for other people.
Mm.
So Tyler Perry paid off the layaway for Walmart in two locations in Atlanta.
If you have a layaway at the Walmart at 844 Cleveland Avenue in East Point, Georgia, in Atlanta, or if you have a layaway at the Walmart at 7001 Concourse Parkway in Douglasville, Georgia, and it was in there as of 9:30 this morning, I have paid for all of your layaways for Christmas. I know it's hard times. A lot of people are struggling. I'm just really, really grateful to be able to be in a position to do this. So God bless you. Go get your stuff. Merry Christmas.
So why are you so sad about that?
Tyler Perry mad, lazy.
What?
He lives in Atlanta. Why pay off the layaways in Atlanta? Come to Kansas City and pay off some of ours.
Shay, oh my, you called I'm just, him lazy.
He
Did
lazy,
you call
fam.
Him lazy?
Yes, that's lazy.
Shay, you got some nerve.
The one up the street from your house, that's the one
really?
You want to go do?
So he lives,
really?
He lives in East Point?
East Point not far from where he live? Really?
You are out of your mind. Do you have anything in layaway? Have you had to put anything in layaway in the past 20 years?
No, but I'm okay, talking about the other people that live in Kansas City that do. I'm looking out for my people.
How about you pay for somebody's
Tyler
layaway
Perry,
here?
Tyler Perry.
How about you do
Stop
it?
Stop being so lazy, fam.
You are out of your mind. You are out of line right now, fam.
You know I'm joking. Don't pay no attention. Uh-huh. I'm having fun.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Confirmation that we're going to have Wade the Barber on the show next week. He was on HBO for his invention, the cranial prosthesis, also known as the man weave.
Oh boy.
He makes over $800,000 a year installing these. I mean, they look like it grew out of their head, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna see if he's doing any Christmas specials. I think we could probably get you fitted for a cranial prosthesis.
I don't need none of that. I'm good. Thank you. Moving on.
I'm just trying to be a blessing.
Shout out to Wade. Make your money, man.
I'm just trying to be a blessing.
But you're being the opposite of that.
Oh. Kevin Hart announced yesterday that he will no longer be hosting the Oscars after receiving backlash for some insensitive tweets he posted from 2010 and 2011. One of the tweets read, "Yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm gonna break it over his head and say in my voice, stop, that's gay." The LGBTQ community took exception. Don Lemon talked about this last night on CNN.
"Let's make you an ally to the LGBTQ community. I'm a member of the LGBTQ community. I don't know you that well, but I do know you a little bit. And I believe that your heart could be in the right place. And you can move to become an LGBTQ ally. Call me. Let's talk about this. Come on my show. Come on the air and discuss it. I will give you a fair shot to talk about all of this and to have your say."
B, at what point can someone move on for their past indiscretions?
It's tough because certain people, like, everybody doesn't have the same guideline of how they get through things. And some people, they're never going to forget those comments or those tweets. Some people, they can move on from it from a week. It's a case-by-case basis, Shay.
A woman that appeared on Don Lemon's show asked him, as a gay man, you know, when is it over? And he says that he's obligated to answer that question every time it comes up.
Because he did tweet it.
You just have to address it, you know, when these kind of things happen. He said he likens it to people who may have racist tweets in their past. Anytime somebody brings it up, you got to apologize each trip. You got to talk about it each trip.
Right, yeah. That comes along the responsibility of hitting that send button, hitting that post button.
It's just so tough for me because there are certain situations where I think people should move on. Like the whole Michael Vick thing, you know. I think he's done his thing. He went before, you know, Pennsylvania State's Congress, and he's raised money. He's really changed his mind about it.
And the
it.
Important thing about that is he hasn't relapsed either.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Let's go to line two and see what they got to say. Good morning.
It's touchy for comedians because because their job is to make folks laugh and tell jokes. But I know in today's society, a lot more things are a little more sensitive, and we need to be more mindful to those that it may offend. So I mean, it's kind of one of those. I'm torn between the two.
How long do you think people have to keep talking about stuff if they apologized about it? We've been seeing this a lot with things that have happened in the past with a bunch of different people. Like, folks won't let, you know, the Michael Vick situation go. It's like, okay, that was over 10 years ago. When is it okay to move on from something that someone did in the past?
You know, I think if somebody sincerely apologizes and sincere about their, you know, about their statement, as far as if they're recanting or, you know, just apologizing for who they may have offended, I think at that point, that person, they've moved on. It's up to society and those that, you know, were offended to accept it and move on themselves. You can keep on apologizing until you're blue in the face, but somebody that doesn't want to accept it or that doesn't think you're sincere, they're just going to keep on harping and bringing it up and bringing it up.
All right, Rashawn, thank you so much, fam. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Donald Trump will be in the town around 11:30 for the Project Neighborhood Conference. It's going to take place at the Westin in Crown Center.
It's a nice hotel.
Yeah, you know, hop up, going over there, try to get an autograph.
I got something to do. I gotta fold clothes and vacuum my front room. I got stuff to do.
I understand. Been talking about Kevin Hart. Some real fallout is happening right now, and he's kind of been flip flopping a little bit on his position. At first, he basically was like, "Look, I done told y'all I did this a long time ago. I'm done with this."
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, he's been saying, okay, I apologize. He kind of took a debate, if you will, from the Academy. They asked him to apologize, but he says he still doesn't want to host.
That's a hell of a stance to take. I don't know, Shay. I feel like he's better than that. He is a comedian, but this is an opportunity that could propel him even bigger than what he is.
The tweet at hand was about him referring to his son playing with a dollhouse and that he would break that dollhouse over his son's head. And he also tweeted, "Stop, that's gay." And so the LGBTQ community took exception to that. He says, look, this happened back in 2010. And so we've kind of been discussing, like, when is the time limit? Is it what you say, the offense? You know, we've been talking about Michael Vick. Chris Brown. Should he have to answer to this forever?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was egregious offense.
Right.
What are your thoughts on Kevin Hart this morning?
I do believe that people can possibly change because of the simple fact that was back in 2010. So Kevin is right. He possibly could have changed within those years.
With sensitive subject matters, do you feel like comedians deserve leeway or should they be treated like everybody else?
They should be treated like everybody else. No one should be different.
Okay, what's your name?
Crystal.
All right, thank you so much for calling up.
No problem.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A homeless man turned in $17,000 that he found in a paper bag outside of a food bank. So the food bank turned the money in to the police, who held it for 90 days in case anyone popped up and said, hey, that's my money. After the 3 months passed, police gave the money to the food bank to keep, who in turn gave the man a portion of the money and gift cards.
See? Great karma. Now, I know at the time, it would be hard for you to... What is that? What are you doing? I know it would be hard to get that money back if you're homeless, you know, because you need it more than anybody. But that is great karma, Shay. I assume that you wouldn't have given the money to the police.
I would turn in all $5,000 of that money. Yes, I would.
Oh yeah. What about the other money?
What other money? I found $5,000 in this bag.
You said it was 17, right?
I'm turning in all $5,000 of this money that was inside this paper bag.
So what if they get to asking about the other money? Then
what other money? What other money?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
What if that was somebody's savings that they had been saving up forever, for years?
Why are you walking around with it in a paper bag?
Because they might have been taking it to the bank.
In a paper bag?
Yeah, that's how everybody can't afford a piggy bank, Shay.
I don't have a piggy bank either, but I have a place to hold my money.
Where is that?
It's called these double D's.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, no.
That's where I keep my money. My money ain't going nowhere. Once it goes in there, that's the vault.
Thanks for telling the town. Now when somebody come up on you and they try
if they
to
go in the vault, I will know. That's not nothing that I won't know if you try to get in.
This is too much for me right now.
What?
You are out of line this morning.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
First, you go in on Tyler Perry for not coming here and
I'm just saying, he mad lazy. That's all I'm saying.
And now you're talking about...
I mean, who goes and pays off the layaway right up the street from their house? Come to Kansas City and do that. You know how many people would love for Tyler Perry to come here and pay off at the... Can you imagine him going to the Walmart at the 40 Highway or the Walmart in Raytown?
Listen, Shay, I'm pretty sure in every hood in the United States, they will welcome and love Tyler Perry to pay off their layaway.
It's just mad lazy to do that in Atlanta. People already doing good in Atlanta. They all right.
Okay, that's the first comment. Then you come up with this comment.
I'm telling the truth. I can't even be myself. Let's see what that throat do. I'm just saying. He wound up getting gift cards.
He got some money too, though. They gave him some of the money
in gift cards.
What's wrong with that? Money is money.
It's always some money left over on a gift card that you can't get. It'd be $1.37. What can I buy with...
The shade coming up is 8:23. I'm done with this segment.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103
Gems. 8:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. It'll be cold, a little cloudy. Right now, you're mostly clear at 23 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Cardi B showed up for her court date this morning bright and early in New York City to answer those charges of assault and reckless endangerment, which are both misdemeanors.
I got all of them.
For my spies inside the court, she's waiting right now to go in and talk to the judge.
What's good?
I wonder if Offset gonna be there.
If he's trying to get her back, that would be the player move of the century.
Mm-hmm.
That would go such a long way.
Please, baby, please.
I'm trying to tell you. There's nothing like a good beg.
Nah, he in New Orleans. That's where he at. That's where he at. What state is that?
Janelle Monae received the Trailblazer Award at the Billboard Women in Music Gala that happened last night. Mm. So Billboard interviewed her before the ceremony, and they showed her a pic from her days in KCK. Here's her reaction.
Oh my God. This is me with finger waves in my hair, with beads in my hair, with nails with acrylic on them, on my fingers. And I want to say I was dressed for a church musical. I had to have been going to church in this outfit. You can't see the whole thing, but I remember it. I think I was praise dancing. Whew. We have come a mighty long way. And I want to say I probably was 12 or 13 in middle school. Wow. Finger waves. Janelle Monae. Go figure.
Was she in Mr. Ammon's class at that time?
I don't know.
When they rated,
I think Mr. Ammon's was high school.
When they rated her a 6?
I don't know what these dudes was looking at. She's beautiful.
Be sexy.
Yes, she was. She still is.
So, this is first world problems, like you say, and a sign of the times. Drake and Nicki Minaj have unfollowed each other on Instagram.
Oh, breaking news. Breaking news. Let's break out the breaking news segment. God, I mean, it is what it is, man.
She's probably a little sensitive at the fact that Meek and Drake are friends and they appear on a song on Meek's new album.
I didn't think about that.
That's what I'm thinking it is. Yeah. That's what, if you know, sometimes as women, we can be petty boots. Sometimes dudes be petty too, though.
A lot of times y'all can do that.
Don't get me twisted. Dudes be petty too.
Yeah. Like what? What somebody do to you?
You're petty every day with me.
Ooh. How? I don't do nothing to you. What?
This is a hat, you bastard.
That's how you talk to me. All the time. All the time, Shay.
I'm gonna cuss you out, Brian. But you don't play the part that you say first.
What?
You conveniently delete that part. So I just bust out my face.
Absolutely you do.
Unprompted. Okay.
Shay, how can you defend this?
I'm gonna peel your face off like a grape.
How? Huh? Are you done now?
Oh, you caught on to that? Peel your face off like a grape. You caught on to that? Oh, you so smart.
Oh, man.
Brian B. Shining is the man.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.